Welcome to the Adam and Simon Show. Happy Wendy, everyone. It is Thursday. Happy Wendy. It's Simple Pleasures Day, Simon. Happy Wendy to you.
Yeah, happy Wendy, mate.
Happy Wendy, Wendy to all the showies. Before we get into our guest today, we have been sent in a simple pleasure by a showie who also happens to be the official lawyer of our show.
Okay, yes.
Alex. Yep. He said, LSP, when your significant other leaves the bed in the morning and you get to roll over and spread out. Bonus points for a back crack.
Diagonal lie. Yep. Diagonal lie in a bed is a pure simple pleasure. That's also that falls into the heavy category of hotel-based simple pleasures.
Yeah. So play that sheets. One coming from the official yep. lawyer. But today's guest, we have a guest every week on Simple Pleasures podcast. They bring a general simple pleasure, one that's specific to them or that has happened in the day, a controversial one, and a life simple displeasure. Today's guest is a returning guest.
Friend of the show.
Everyone's friend of the show. Big friend of the show. We're getting double peace sign.
Yep.
We'll bring her right in. Actually, no, we'll do the plugs first.
Do that,
plugs,
mate.
Plugs top and bottom.
There's a lot.
So she's in Tom and Jerry the movie coming out April 1st. Take your kids, take your parents, take your friends, take your enemies. Go and see Tom and Jerry coming out in the movies. The cat and the mouse, they hate each other. They're the originals. Go and see that. Check out The One, which is on Netflix right now. And also Slushy, which is an Audible scripted comedy produced by the Get Kraken girls. So
far out.
I mean,
busy.
I thought
that's
I was busy.
Pretty good.
Busy.
Hey, you're not supposed to talk yet. We haven't said any, said your name yet. So come on, this is a professional show. We would like to formally introduce Pallavi Sharda. Happy Wendy, Pallavi.
Happy Wendy. I don't know what that means, but I'm just saying it.
It just means hello on a Thursday.
Yeah.
There's a big long backstory. Great. We explained it to Abby Chatfield one time. She rolled her eyes and was like, that was so boring. Don't tell people that. We're like, you know what? That was boring and you're spot on. So now we don't tell anyone.
Okay, great.
And you just have
so
to
we
guess.
Won't. We'll just go with it.
Go with it. Mate, you've got a bit on.
Hi. Yeah, I'm trying to get my bottom out of Australia this week. I don't know why I'm doing this in a British accent. I'm flying to Canada. And it doesn't make any sense. I'm not even going to England. I'm going to Canada on Saturday. And apparently it's really hard to leave the country right now.
Yeah, I could see that
from what I've heard.
I could see that. I just love that. I just want to point out something that ever since you came on the Adam and Simon show last year – you've gone big time.
Yeah, things have taken off.
My career just blew up.
You've gone really big time. You know, you've got three things in the works. You're flying around. You're going all over the place. Look, granted, you did all of those things before coming on the show. However, those things are all very relevant because this is I think the third time we've spoken to you about it. We talked on this and on Stars TV and now here.
I don't know if you've seen I don't know if you've seen the meme around at the moment, but it's a graph that sort of like goes a little bit up and down, a little bit up and down. And it hits a point and then it goes skyrockets. And I think it's like the meme at the moment is that it's male virginity age has like increased. And then on that point, people keep circling it and writing different funny stuff where it's like Twitter was invented or like something like that. And I feel like that for you is the point coming on the Adam and Simon show just when then your career has skyrocketed.
100%. And you know what? I feel like you guys are the bookends to the pandemic for me. So came back to Australia, went on the show, just come back, and now I'm just about to leave for the first time and you're the last friendly conversation I'm going to have. So there you go. That's a huge pleasure. We haven't even got into the game yet.
Life is a circle.
Well, do you feel prepared for your simple pleasures?
Absolutely not. But right. That's how I roll. That's how I roll.
I'm just going to feel it out. I'll feel it out. It'll be fine.
All right, so we're going
to – I was like – you have to play you some music. Like homework, and I was like, "I'm not okay. I'm going to shut up. I'm going to do this. This will
too
be
much homework." All right, we're going to play some music. Nothing ever gets edited out. If you know show, he'll just bang it all together.
Yeah, he'll put it all together.
Busy guy.
Pallavi feels bad for interrupting you when actually what's happening? Pallavi tries to speak and we interrupt you. So that's more on us.
Thanks, Simon.
Gotcha.
There
mate.
Was enough of a pause before you said thanks that you were like, "Am I going to
interrupt
created him again?"
Space. This is a problem. You know, I'm just so used to creating space for others. I need to like take up space, come into my power on your show.
All right, we're going to play some music and then we're going to get straight into the general simple pleasure. Okay, Pallavi, hit us with your general simple pleasure that you think everybody experiences.
It's that moment when you go to have a conversation with somebody and there's no interruption, so it just flows. Really organic. It just feels really good, you know, like this flow.
Yeah, yeah. When there's equally good internet connection on both ends.
Exactly. On like that, call. But in humans. Yeah, or Zoom, either or. Mm. Same thing these days.
So Adam and I sit through a lot of meetings together where we meet a lot of people because we're a package deal.
Celebrities.
And the amount of times
buy one get one free. We tend to go with buy one get one free.
Adam's a celebrity. I'm not.
No.
He loves being a celebrity, by the way. So we will talk to someone and then every time after we leave the meeting, there's obviously a debrief that happens. And you're totally right. When you walk away from that one person, you're like, oh, what a legend. What a legend. Jeez, that was easy to have that conversation. Very easy. I'm about it.
Can I just ask a question? I know that this is not how this podcast operates. I'm just changing the format here where I'm asking you questions. But do you guys ever like walk into spaces and just go, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here? Like, I just don't know if you
Adam
ever
does all the time. Like
Adam yet has. To do it. Yet Adam to does. Do it. I've I mean, that's not to say that Simon won't do it at some point in his life, but yet to do it.
Okay. Just record it when it happens. Send it to me while I'm in quarantine.
Have you worn your t-shirt before, Adam? I'm a celebrity t-shirt?
The red one?
Yeah.
No.
That's a lie. I've seen it, everyone.
It's folded up.
I've seen it.
What does it say? Yeah. I'm a celebrity. Just I'm a celebrity.
No, it doesn't.
What's it saying?
No.
You wore one, mate, for 10 days. I mean, you wore one for 8 days, but.
six.
For the
six
audience
days.
Members, there was a visual on my Zoom call where Adam was shaking his head profusely and Simon was nodding his head profusely. Yeah. It was very interesting.
So when you said that your simple pleasure was like being in a beautiful flow state in a conversation, it wasn't then when one of us was shaking our heads and the other one was nodding our head?
Well, it was nice because it was a bit of silence, so I feel like that contributed to the flow, you know? Like I could have spoken then. Anyway, I don't know why I'm like negging you guys here. This is so unnecessary.
Do you have like a best meeting or worst meeting that you've ever been to? Like a memory that sticks in your mind?
Yeah, I think the worst meeting would probably have been, you know, meetings in India when I lived in Bombay. Right, and you've just got like people belching in your face. Like, I know this sounds really, but you know, in India, burping is considered not bad manners, it's not like a social wrong, yeah, because it's like I'm enjoying my food, like you know, like it's just
I would have thought the sound and like potential stench of a belch would be a turn off.
That's love.
Well, it just integrates into the atmospheric kind of cacophony of
humidity
stuff and yeah, all of those things. So I think that like that's always embarrassing when you're just like, all right, I've got particular etiquette, but it doesn't apply here. And then you're just trying to sit through a meeting with someone's trying to, you know, discuss a script, but they keep burping in your face.
Question.
This is not a yes.
If you don't burp, is that being rude?
It's that sort of the jury's out on that because I remember like my dad would let little ones rip after dinner sometimes, and my brother and I would be like, "Dad, what are you doing?" He'd be like, "No, it just means I've enjoyed my food," and we were just like, "Really?" Like, so and he would actually say it was like paying a compliment to the person that's cooked for you that you've enjoyed, digested, you know. And I was like. Like, do you call them when you go to the bathroom the next morning? Like, I don't, like, just like.
Hated it this morning, mate. Absolutely hated it this morning. It hurt
chilling.
A little bit.
Too much chill.
Oh, my
gosh. The way in, hurt on the way out.
That's similar to, I remember when I studied Indonesian at high school, that we were told that it was polite in Indonesia to leave a little bit of food on your plate because it was like, I'm absolutely stuffed. Like that was so delicious and just a little bit, just like a couple of mouthfuls, but you would leave it. And if you would finish it, they would just like fill your plate up again. They're like, oh, they must be hungry.
It's so arbitrary, isn't it? Which brings us back to the age old question. What is flow state in conversation? It's culturally, culturally relative. Can't even say the words I'm trying to say.
It absolutely is. Like Vietnam, it's not rude to slurp your food. Like you should be slurping. When you have pho, you should be slurping it up. All about
like
it.
This didn't work at all.
That did not work at all.
Just sucked up some liquid through a straw.
Yep. Perfect. Yeah, kind of like that, but without less straw and more slurping.
Yeah, more that sound. That but with a slurping
fundamentally
sound.
Was wrong.
Time for your specific or simple pleasure that happened to you today. Is there, what have you got for us?
Today, I actually managed to have a micro nap, which I usually struggle with. You know, when you go, like, I've got 7 minutes and I need it was sort of like that kind of thing where it was like, I don't know, 12:53 and I had to be to lunch at 1. And my dad used to say this to me when I was a kid. He'd be like, I don't know, Dad's just getting lots of shout outs today, but just to counter the burping guys, he would say, you know, just shut your eyes and, you know, just meditate and blah, blah, blah. I was like, that doesn't happen really. Like, who's just going to be like, oh, now I'm rested after 2 minutes. I lay down and I was like, I set an alarm for 6 minutes from then. And I think I woke up like 4.5 minutes in and was like, I legitimately feel slightly better than I did 4.5 minutes ago. I can attend this lunch meeting right now. So there That's you go. Grouse. Simple pleasure.
That is grass. What's the shortest micro nap you've had?
I had one between you guys nodding and shaking your head.
20 seconds ago.
Yeah.
How about when you, like, what's your time when it turns from a nap to a sleep?
Mm.
Like, what's the point? How long is it going? Because, like, obviously you can go, I'm just going down for a quick nap and you can wake up and be absolutely cooked.
I think 20 minutes to 45 minutes is sort of like when you cross 20 minutes, it's going into REM mode. Is it REM? I don't even know what that means.
It is REM. I don't know when it starts though.
I don't actually know what it means or what I refer to.
Rapid eye movement. Means rapid eye movement.
And I've been getting eye twitches because I'm a bit sleep deprived, in case you couldn't tell from the nature of my conversation with you. And so my eyes been twitching like in meetings at people. And so,
okay, stop winking.
Yeah. I'm just like, hi, how are you? But I was trying to get rid of the eye twitch in a micro-ish nap yesterday. But I think it was like 25 minutes, and it felt like I'd slept. So there you go. I'm sure your audience members are finding this the most riveting interview that you've ever done. You just talked about sleep.
Well, I always find with a micro nap that it just gives me a taste for sleep, and I'm love sleep. So if I have like a 25 minuter, then I'm like, well, who cares? Like, I've got another hour, I'll just go asleep. And then I sleep and then I feel worse.
Really? So you're not a napper.
Well, I try not to be, but I definitely sleep. My girlfriend and I, well, Gab, you've met Gab. We actually have, there's a bit of a running joke where at one point I said, in a fit of rage, sleep deprived rage, I said, I never nap. I said, she's like, why don't you just lie down and have a nap? I'm like, I never nap, all right? I'm not napping. And then, so now whenever I'm asleep and I will wake up from a nap, she's like, never nap, huh? Every time.
Yeah, and you're like, that wasn't a nap, that was asleep. Do you get into semantics?
Yeah, it's just, yeah, I mean.
Are you that guy?
I think the only semantic that we got into is the fact that I claimed I don't fall asleep during the day, and I definitely do.
Have you ever fallen asleep while you've been treating a patient? Like, have you ever been sleepy while you've been treating a patient?
Ooh, probably a couple of micro sleeps.
Yeah, a couple of micro sleeps.
Like,
yeah.
Like when you put the needle in and you walk away,
are you ever going and just dozing, leaning on a wall, having a doze?
Oh, no. Too busy. I'm too busy for that. Okay. I should, because it might help my brain function, but no, not yet, not to this day. I have a couple of times, you know, when you do a really long blink, how you like close your eyes and then you're like, oh, geez, that was, my eyes were closed for a bit. I've done that a few times.
Yeah, okay.
Like,
I love
when
how I'm trying to get you to admit
someone.
To medical negligence on your podcast.
Like, I know you are.
Like, for no reason.
I actually quite enjoy the fighting of your, like when you're super tired and you're on like a plane or I don't know, or if you're just sitting watching TV and you can feel your eyes drooping down, you're like, geez, I'm about to go here. I love the fight of keeping my eyes open, being like, here we go. Let's battle. And you know you're going to lose every time.
I had one of those at about 2 a.m. last night doing the emails, and I was like, this is going to be the best sleep ever when I give in. And I was thinking that. And I got up and I had water and I was like, this is going to be great. But then it was just, you know, I hyped it up, you know, it didn't happen. 4 hours later, I was like back at the email, I'd be like, that was nonsense. That was bullshit. Yeah.
Do you know with sleep, you can say whatever you like.
Bullshit?
Absolutely.
Is that
I mean, probably not unnecessarily just be saying it. People might think you're a bit ill, but I mean, you can say it if it comes up in conversation. But with sleep, fun fact, well, not a real fun fact, but fun like observation on sleep. If you, to get to sleep, you just have to pretend to be asleep until you're doing it. So you know that saying like fake it till you make it? Which is like for people who are like, hey, you know, I lack confidence or I don't know what I'm doing. And people are like, just fake it until you make it. Sleep is the perfect example of fake it till you make it.
I do the opposite. I do try and stay awake. I challenge myself. Fuck, I don't go to sleep.
But think if you're going to bed, I'm just lie down
what,
in bed.
Don't tell me what works for me and what doesn't work for me.
I'm just telling you that you're a liar.
It works for me. I lie in bed and I go on, let's stay awake here. How long do you reckon you can stay awake? And I get so bored with trying to stay awake that I fall asleep.
That's outrageous.
That's a really good technique. And as an actress, like my profession is to pretend to do things. I should be good at pretending to sleep. So I'm going to try that tonight. I will report back. Yeah.
Just lie down, close your eyes. That's fake sleep. Just fake sleep until you're actually asleep. There you go.
All right. Up next, controversy. A controversial simple pleasure.
Oh, of course.
One that you feel like that it might be that some people might like and some people might not like.
I was like, so many things that could apply to controversy, so it just looks at me. A controversial simple pleasure. Let's have a think because I've totally thought this through.
I've totally done the homework.
Controversial simple pleasure. It is super, but I don't think it's controversial. I think it's quite common. Enjoying it when, like when someone you've dated, you bump into their friends and like you look really awesome and hot and you're just like, that was pleasurable.
But they have nothing but good things to report back. They're like, hey,
exactly.
Into your
like,
ex.
It's like, she up there looks killing great. It. Yeah, killing it. All of those things. And it's just a tiny little spike of adrenaline. You go, that was a nice moment. That's it.
Yeah. I think that's controversial. I think that's petty enough to be controversial.
Yeah, like, it's no petty, right? Say it's that, vain. It's like, petty.
Oh, yeah. But you got to win.
It's base instinct stuff. It's stuff that we think we like to think we're above, but I'm not.
Well, you know, you see them coming and you're like, damn, I'm looking good today. I'm absolutely on top of my game.
I'm like, if this was going to happen, you wanted it to happen today and it's happened. Thank you, universe.
Versus like rocking on Sunday morning and you're hungover in trackies in summer and you're like looking sweaty and struggling and you see and you're like, oh, no, across the road.
And for me, that's always like just by law of probabilities, the more likely scenario. So when it goes the other way, it's just so much better because it's like this happens so rarely and then this happened too. Like what are the chances?
Has it ever happened to you? You're a world famous actor. Has it ever happened to you at an awards show where like awards show, you're obviously dolled up and then you've bumped into someone who maybe you dated another actor, I'm not sure, and then you're like, oh, I'm clearly killing it right now. Absolutely killing it.
Not so much because most of the award shows I used to do in India, like I've never dated an actor, and that's no disrespect to any other actors or people that choose to date actors.
That would be too much of like a head dive into it. It's like I've never dated actors. It's like, well, we could go into this, really get deep on this psychological level.
Yeah, yeah.
We won't. We continue.
Controversial pleasure, not dating actors. it hasn't. And honestly, it's because I'm a notorious sort of underdresser person. And like my father, again, Dad, made it to question three.
Far out. That's it.
So he loves to like, we'll get into an Uber in Australia. I think I might have even shared a story like this with you before, but a lot of the Uber drivers are Indian and a lot of them know my work. And my father's biggest peeve is that, like, I'm always looking like a bum. when I'm in an Uber with him. And so because he just can't, like, act proud or can't be like, ah, see who's in the back seat, you know. And so, like, sometimes they'll look at me a little suspiciously, or if it's my name, and then, you know, we're heading to the suburb that my dad lives in where a lot of Indian people know that I grew up and things. My dad's just waiting for the question, like, he's going to ask any minute, like, is it her, is it her? So then my dad will just preempt and be like, yeah, yeah, she likes to dress like this because she likes to not be seen, but she's an actress and she's famous. And I'm like, Dad, like, you know, he's making excuses for the fact that I'm in my, like, Adidas tracksuit pants. And he's like, she's a simple girl. And I'm like, Dad, stop it. So I'm just saying that that's how I'm normally turned out, and that even my father makes excuses for me on a very regular basis.
If you're dressed up, does he show you off and he's like, yeah, this is my daughter, she's so famous, and look how, like, she looks beautiful, she's so dressed up?
Yeah, but, like, I literally have not given him the pleasure of that in a million years. Once he picked me up from uni, and told me if he had a colleague in the car, he would have driven past me.
Nice. Yeah. So when we get your dad on the show, his simple pleasure is going to be when my daughter wears something nicer than tracksuit pants.
Yes. Once. And then he did it again, actually, Saturday night. Anyway, he's like, because he saw the photo of me at this event on Friday night, which was sparkly. I looked wonderful. And then the next day he went, oh, if only they could see you now. I was just like.
Thanks, Dad. Now it brings us to our final segment, our final question, a life simple displeasure. What is displeasurable and simple and in your life?
COVID tests when you know you don't have COVID. That's controversial.
That was probably controversial. Have you had to get one before going on a plane?
That's good stuff.
Have you had to get one before going on a plane?
So I'm imminently about to have 18 COVID tests between now and Sunday. Like, before I leave, every transit point, when I arrive, before I go into quarantine, in the middle of quarantine, when I get out. And controversially, I have avoided having a single COVID test for the entire pandemic. So it's come to me, you know, the love has come to me all at once, the swab love.
Swab love.
So, yeah, I mean
you're literally leaving a state that has zero active cases in it.
I know, but I'm going to a state that has 4,000 cases a day.
Gotta get it done.
Yeah, gotta get it done, and yeah, gotta do the right thing. Yes, even if you're.
So, what have you heard about them? Like, what's the concern about having one? Not concerned, but the displeasurable nature of it.
I mean, having someone shove a stick up your nose just seems generally like it would be displeasurable, which is kind of what's happening. Yeah, it's just, I've actually tried to have one. I took my mom a couple of times and I said, look, I'll have one with you if you're not feeling well. And then lo and behold, I drive through the car park and she's next to me and I'm like, mom's not feeling very well. We're both going to get one. They look at me and they go, do you have any symptoms? And I'm like, no. They're like, oh, you don't need one. And I'm like, but I've been trying to get one with her. So she's just giving me these dirty side eyes, being like, I came here on the proviso that you two would have sticks up your nose. And now I'm doing it solo. And I was like, I drove you. So there you go, quid pro quo. But I feel like it's displeasurable, but this is, you know, fundamentally what we need to do as a society. So I'm all for it.
Good sacrifice. I have actually seen, I was watching in the NBA, they all played in a bubble, so they all had to get tested every day. And in America, they weren't going tickle the brain depth. They were just like circling around the rim of your nostril and then that's it.
Like, they were
not painful at all.
They were just throwing the stick up there like as far as you can get your finger to pick a snot.
Not even. Less.
But rather than like the ones here where it goes like back deep, deep, deep.
Here it's like when you know the mummies, how they used to get the brains out? Like, it feels like that's happening.
It's a chimney sweep. It's a genuine chimney sweep.
Yeah. A lobotomy. Is that what it's called? actually.
Full lobotomy. Yep, that's what it's called.
Where they pull your brain out through your nose.
Yep.
I knew that, but I forgot after year 8 history. So thank you.
I thought you were going to say, I forgot after I had a lobotomy when I was 17.
Successful lobotomy. Once again, another successful lobotomy.
Perfect. Another happy patient. There we go.
Lobotomy just sounds like it should be a different orifice. But anyway.
that's for the Adam and Simon show, up late version. All right. We've ticked them all off.
That's it.
Is that it?
That is it.
Palavishada, that's it.
Hello, guys. Easy. Sorry, I came on and I feel like I feel, you know what? It feels like it was a test and I failed.
Why did you fail? No
I
way.
I don't know.
Because no one can fail what Simple Pleasures. I think.
No, I feel like they weren't that interesting because it was like sleep and COVID tests.
No. Yeah, no. Eye twitching.
If
there's one thing that people love, it's sleep. People love sleep.
Yeah, sleep's good, mate. Yeah. Don't be so hard on yourself. Yeah, we're going to say that we're going to put it down to your high stress levels that you're doubting yourself because you've killed it once again. And once again, thanks for helping us out.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You're always there when we need.
This was almost as good as looking hot and bumping into one of your ex's friends.
Almost.
Almost. But we'll plug again. Tom and Jerry, April 1st, go to the movies, go and watch it. The one on Netflix right now. We're normally binge boys, but we'll let you off so you can see the one on Netflix right now. Check out Slushy, the Audible scripted comedy. All very funny, all very interesting, all very, very much worth watching. What else do you want to plug?
Oh, you know, just the fact that I'm actual friends with you guys. I think that's really cool and that you let me be on your show.
Plugging your friendship with us. We've just rattled, you're like, you're in like movies and Netflix shows and like
having all this stuff. And I'm about to go shoot a Netflix film and I just finished an action Hollywood film, just saying, just quietly.
Yeah, and we have a podcast that we produce ourselves and record in my house and you're saying plug our friendship. I mean, we'll take it.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
Because it's the real things that matter in life. Movies.
Fake. All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll chat to you later.